economy. Gross at home.
Radio Wave 96.7 FM. This is officially my favorite segment because we get to speak to Namibian entrepreneurs who I always say are the backbone of any economy, especially the Namibian economy. And this is how we get our country to grow. And that's why on this very Thursday we have, and I love these guys because they make the best, the most fun product. And we're talking about ice popsicles, the Jet Blast Dopsicles and Popsicles. We've got Heino in studio this morning. Heino, good morning.
Good morning, Naomi.
How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having us.
I know you and Darren are usually very interview shy, and I'm so glad that you agreed to come out this morning because we love the Jet Blast story.
Thank you very much. I just said to Melissa, early on, we had a little ching chong cha challenge, and I'm not sure whether I won or whether I lost.
Well, I'm glad you're here now. So we're all very familiar with Jet Blast. We all love the product. It's the popsicles as well as the dopsicles. And if you haven't seen, I posted a video yesterday. What was the idea that launched Jet Blast?
So we were both employed with Air Namibia as pilots, and I was in 2020, the company got liquidated or put on a liquidation, and suddenly sitting without income. So we played with a few ideas on how to bridge the gap, you know, until flying gets up going. And you know, the idea was just a short-term thing. Had a look at a few business ideas. Nothing really worked. You know, it didn't speak to us. And then I remembered an old family business idea that we had. This actually was to make something similar to a Dopsicle, but it would have been a bit of a different format. And I said, listen, are we still doing it or no? No, I can go ahead with it. So I approached Darren, pitched it to him. He liked it. He spoke to his wife, and you know, we said, okay, let's invest into this. Just get the basic things, again, just to get us through the worst, and then we'll start flying again.
But now here we are today,
indeed,
increasingly growing your footprint and increasingly becoming one of Namibia's most much-loved products. I mean, the idea of a Dopsicle, it is absolutely brilliant. I got a box the other day, came out to see the factory at Hyper Motor City. What is it that you offer in terms of product and services? Because when I went over to the factory, there's a lot that you guys can do.
Yes, yeah. So we've with a factory that enables us to do quite a bit. Obviously, our popsicles and dopsicles is what we started off with, and we're still offering those. So the fruit flavors, the milk flavors, and the alcohol ones, the dopsicles. We have a new thing now as well for slush rentals. We also have slush mixes that we do ourselves with real fruit, as the popsicles as well. They come pre-chilled, so people can rent the machines, get the mixes from us. We have something new as well. It's our sports drink that we have in a bag format.
Oh.
So it's called our Jet Blast sports drink. It's in a bag format, like I said. Then it's ideal for sports people on the move, next to the field, 100ml. Packaging, it works quite well, and we're very proud of it.
So this is for your runners, for your cyclists, for
exact
your
sports days,
whatever,
soccer, rugby,
nice.
Hockey.
So we are growing.
Yes, we are. And then we actually have two more products that we're busy with. We are almost ready to launch that, but we'll keep that a surprise.
All right, so summertime is coming around the corner, and I know there are, especially me, I've got my son in school, and there are always those market days and fun days. So the slushy rentals, you literally come there and you say, I want, you know, a set of one of these, and then you rent the slushies yourself, and then you pre-mix them?
So the mixes are made already. They're made fresh for the customer.
Nice.
So the customer will come and say, listen, I need this and that. We'll mix it up, and they can come pick it up and just pour it in and start freezing.
Okay. So until I personally went to the Jet Blast factory, I was under the impression that you had refrigerated trucks come in from South Africa with the Dopsicles and Popsicles already made. And when I got to the factory, I got the shock of my life that the entire production process happens right here in Windhoek at the factory at Hyper Motor City.
Yeah.
How much of this process, like how did you even get to the place where you got to set this up, that everything happens here in our country?
Yeah, so we're very proud of how we're doing it and that we are doing it. So we literally started working from home the very first time we did it. Soon realized that there's a bit of potential. I mean, if we want to grow, we need to be more official.
Right.
And, you know, one thing led to the next. So we realized we need fitness certificates. We need a liquor license to be able to trade in liquor and our dopsicles. So it was a long process. It was a hard process. We had to learn immense lots of things that we didn't know about before. But we, you know, kept pushing and motivating each other, keep it lighthearted. And that eventually got us to where we're now. Lots of stressful days.
Is it easier than landing a plane?
No. No.
So let's talk about your entrepreneurial journey, because here you are now. You started it as just a, you know, it will hold us over until we can get back to the skies. What has been the biggest challenge for you thus far?
Well, good question. Basically everything. So, I mean, we started off, when we got our first machine, we didn't know about recipes. We didn't know, you know, bricks, the texture on your mouth, how it freezes, the freezing process, what goes into it, marketing, talking to customers, engaging with retailers, packaging, admin. It's been a big challenge for us. We had to learn literally everything from scratch.
And then there's no cabin crew to assist either.
Unfortunately not. We can't order coffee. That's not going to work. So it's been a huge challenge for us to learn everything. You know, it's been a very steep road. But we had fun and still having fun all along. So it's nice to learn something new.
Let's move to the positive, because you've created a product that we are loving. It is brilliant. They're so tasty. You make them fresh. It's done here. The whole process done in Windhoek, Namibia. And I love that. So what has been the biggest highlight for you?
Oh, we have a few of those. So it's our very first market that we did.
Yeah.
You know, we went out there unprepared. We had such positive feedback, we realized, okay, we have something here. It's nice to see the support from the people, businesses, locals, just supporting local, that's nice. Big moment for us when we moved out of our home operation into our first factory that we acquired with the machines, that was nice. The packaging that you saw, that was a big challenge for us. But we're very proud of what we're doing. And this is the stuff that needs to go onto it, ingredients, all the legal aspects.
I have to ask you this question as well. So we know that, I always say that, you know, you're here now, and in 5 years now, where do we imagine Jet Blast going? Where would you like it to be?
So for sure, we want to be all over the country. Mm-hmm. We want to be a recognized name in the country. That would be nice. Yeah. And I think we're achieving it slowly but surely, and just keep on steadily growing without expanding too quickly and just manage it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, finally, okay, I've personally tasted the popsicles and the dopsicles. They are absolutely delicious. If you ask me my favorite right now, Tequila Sunrise. And I don't usually like tequila on its own.
No, tequila on its own, it's not a nice drink.
But in a dopsicle, it is absolutely brilliant. So, how do we get a hold of all things Jet Blast? If somebody's listening right now, like, oh, come on, I have to try this. I have to try the popsicles for the kids, the dopsicles for the adult, and I'm going to do it this weekend. Where can we get a hold of all Jet Blast products?
Yeah, so our footprint is increasing slowly. We at a few spas, Elisenheim, Grove, and West Lane. We had Craig's Cricket Academy, Roberto's Pizzeria. We had a few stations now in Pioneer's Park at the Engine, Commercial Total, Jono's Bistro we are. And then people can also get hold of us directly on Facebook. Our number is there, and come by from our factory shop.
The Facebook page is Jet Blast, and it's really kept up to date. It's got all the locations of where you can get them and how you can get your popsicles as well as your dopsicles. Try the Tequila Sunrise today. Try the Tequila Sunrise today. And I'll just have to say, you're welcome, because it's absolutely delicious. I know. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Limey. We appreciate it.
And then, of course, we've got Jet Blast, Dopsicles and Popsicles to give away tomorrow for Radio Wave's birthday.
Yes, we do.
So you need to listen up for that. So please say hi to Darren. It's an incredible story.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And we absolutely can't hear enough of it. It's an amazing story of Jet Blast. And I know that from here on, you know, sky's the limit.
Thank you, Limey. Appreciate it.
All right. That was Growth at Home today, proudly brought to you by F&B Hino, co-founder of Jet Blast.
To love Namibia is to support her economy.